Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about a life of sharing. Sunday we took a look at a shared meal as Jesus gathered his disciples together and shared in a special meal, a Passover meal, and instituted a principle of remembering him, but also a principle of, well, sharing together. And so each weekday morning, we're going to talk and pray about a different aspect of how we ought to share. And we're going to kick off the week talking and praying about sharing with those in need. Romans 12, verse 13 says, share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. You can look at this verse, and some will look at it and find a qualification or restriction. And there are times throughout the Bible where it's clear that our priority is to our family. Our physical family, our Christian family, but it's also to our human family. And as we consider what it looks like to share with those who are in need, we kind of create a second layer of rules by defining in our mind what need really is. Now, obviously, for most people, the difference between needs and wants, well, it's not the same if it's about me as it is if it's about you. We need things to live comfortably, and we turn around and look at others and say, well, they don't need those same things. But when you look at the context of the people in the days of Jesus, in the days that Paul is writing much of the New Testament, as he writes letters to these various churches, they might have had a better grasp on what a person in need really was. Especially the Christians, the believers who were being persecuted, who were losing everything. And when we live in a country that I live in, where there's so much abundance, the disparity is huge between those with great abundance and those with less. In fact, it's so huge that those with less appear to have nothing. And then we take that next step and compare our less with those in other parts of the world who make our needs seem like we're rich. And so the problem with many things is we tend to fall in the comparison trap, and we use it to either justify ourselves or to condemn others, or both. And in the midst of all of this, part of it is a selfishness. We don't want to give up anything that we think we have earned. The overriding verse this week for the prayer guide is scripture that tells us that what do you have that you've not first received? And if it is something that you've received from God, why do you act like it's yours? And so we share with those in need. But I love the connection. Almost in the same breath, I know it's a separate short sentence in the verse, Practice hospitality. There are people that I encounter, there are people that you encounter who need resources. They need money. At least that's what they will tell you. And it may very well be true. But oftentimes, even if those needs do exist, the greater need is the hospitality. They need people. They need the wisdom that comes from God's Spirit and flows through one another. Many times we find ourselves in need. We create a need by our own doing because, well, either there's nobody to help us or we've ignored the help that people have tried to give. We've set out to do something and wise counsel that says, don't do that. That will not end well. But we're obviously smarter than wise counsel, and so we go ahead and do it anyhow, and then we're surprised. And we need help. And just as Jesus taught that we forgive one another 70 times 7, I think the same applies when we interact with people who fail to listen to wise counsel. We go back and we try again. We maintain hospitality. We maintain connection. We maintain community. We live life in a way that is different than the way of the world. And I'm one that does believe we have a greater responsibility to the one another's of our church community. It's one of the things that drew people to the community of Christ in the first century is the way they loved one another, the way they cared for one another. But it ought not to be restricted only to those that attend church with you. Number one, the community of God is much bigger than that. Number two, that person that you see that doesn't appear to be involved in a church anywhere is still one created by God and loved by God. And the beauty of all of this, as we share with those in need, is, well, God's the one that knows what it is that we're able to share. We try to judge based on others. God judges based on complete knowledge. He knows our heart, and He knows the times when we want to give more and there just isn't. And I believe it's in those times that He multiplies what is given, so that the need is met, it's accomplished. It's the prophet and the widow with the oil and flour that failed to run out because of her willingness to give to a man in need, even when it was all she had. And so we spend time in God's Word, we spend time in prayer, we spend time with people, growing in our understanding of how to help, of how to share what, not only what is wanted, but more importantly, how to share what is helpful. And we do that when we share of ourselves. That shared meal that Jesus had with His disciples was not just about remembering the Passover. It was about Jesus sharing with them something they needed, something that they would need for the future. In the midst of that setting of hospitality, instruction was given. Love was expressed. The need for correction was identified. And the apostles grew. And when we share with those in need throughout many methods, it's our hospitality that helps create value, that helps deliver value, that helps growth in our life and in the lives of those that we share with. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. We're able to even talk about sharing with those in need because we've learned that from you. Our great need was somehow, some way, someone that could deal with our sin. And you shared your Son, the only one who could take care of the sin that we've committed. And he lived on earth and he continually showed us what it looks like to share of himself. A man who lived with so little, and yet as your Son had so much. And that which he did have, he willingly shared. The grace, the mercy, the forgiveness, the power of your Spirit, the wonder of knowing the living God, the willingness to sit and dine with sinners and tax collectors, with religious leaders and outcasts. So God, as we consider what it looks like today to share with those in need, may we remember hospitality. Taking the time to listen and understand and to know. That the spiritual need is considered as well as the physical need. The emotional needs are not ignored. And Father, that you would help us to examine our own life for what it is that we do have. Father, that as you have shared with us, that we would be faithful and diligent in also sharing with those in need. And as we do so, may we lift up Jesus as the one who taught us, as the one through whom we're sharing all good things, as the one who draws all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.